Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Is Advocate Siliso Tapinyane, chairperson of the South African Institute for Responsive and Accountable Governance and former CEO of the South African Human Rights Commission. Good morning. How are you, Advocate?
Good morning to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us so early. I don't know if you're based in Joburg, but most magnificent. Yes. Did you see the sunrise this morning?
No.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely beautiful. Okay, so what is the story with Julius Malema? How does he get away with, and he is getting away, with inciting violence and hate speech?
Yeah. Look, let me start by saying, songs which, on the face of it, do appear to say and kill other people are not appropriate in any normal society, including ours. The challenge we're having is that, the Equality Act initially had the provision that you should not allow songs or conduct that are hateful. Unfortunately, the Constitutional Court declared that to be unconstitutional because the word is very broad. So we were stuck only with hate speech. And the Constitutional Court, as well as the Supreme Court, have ruled that the words kill the boer, kill the farmer is not hate speech in the context of South Africa. That's where the challenge we're having. But notwithstanding that, I think it's not proper for us in the course of nation building in order to promote peace and harmony in our society, which is very crucial for those songs to be sang. Notwithstanding the fact that the constitution allows it. So there are two options. It's either, we have to convince people to stop using those songs, or we amend the constitution to specifically prohibit songs which, advocate division in our country. I mean, as someone would say, would it be proper to say, well, let's kill the Indians? No. However, the court said, well, in terms of our interpretation standards in our country, we must then look at how would a reasonable person regard those songs and in what context. So the courts have said, no, those songs are political. They have a history. But today, anyone who doesn't understand that history or context will feel quite, affected, offended by those songs. So that is the dilemma we're having in our country today. So it's an element of responsibility. So sometimes, what is legal is not always right, isn't it? Socially, politically.
As somebody who has I need to understand things very simply. And my simple understanding, my layman's understanding, is that for every statute, there is the letter of the law and there's the spirit of the law. And when we see that hate speech is not being, and somebody saying that reverse colonialism requires violence, and that is not hate speech or inciting violence, then something's missing. Either the court is not considering the spirit of the law, or the spirit of the statute, or the letter of the statute. The two have to go together. Would you agree with that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Remember the Human Rights Commission actually drafted the first Equality Act.
Yes.
We put in there those three provisions: hate speech, harmful speech, and hateful speech.
Yes.
And in the commission, when this matter of kill the boer, kill the farmer was first discussed, there was those issues in the commission. But then it was then taken to the Constitutional Court. The court says, listen, we cannot have hateful speech as a speech which limits freedom of expression. It's too broad. It's not very easy to configure out. So it must be removed. So what we should have done then is to say, okay, fine. Can we then find another provision which will prohibit talks or songs like this, which basically have the potential to divide the nation? That's where the challenge is. And I think we're all irresponsible by then not responding to what the court was saying. Court was saying, in terms of how we interpret the Constitution, and remember, interpretation of the Constitutional Court of the Constitution is final.
Yes.
Has the final authority. So if the court says, like in this case now, kill the boer, kill the farmer song is not hate speech. That is a final say. However, we as the society and politicians have a responsibility then to amend the Constitution in such a manner that the Constitutional Court then will then interpret in a manner which will then be conducive towards peace building and nation building in our country. So there has to be this debate. It's unfortunate that it had to go to Washington for it to become a national issue, but it definitely requires a talk, a discussion among South Africans to say, how do we conduct ourselves if we want to build a peaceful society want to build a nation, political stability and solidarity and social cohesion, all those kind of things. Because as you say, tomorrow someone says, okay, fine, kill the Indians, is it hate speech or not? If the court says it's not, then what are we saying? Of course, I don't think, but remember also in the court, says, you cannot put the T-shirt to say, kill the Boers. That is hate speech.
And
they're with me.
Of course, and you know, the irony behind this is that every genocide starts with words. Every single one has started with words. And
yeah,
here we are, while we debating, you've got people, you have a population, we have a huge, I mean, it feels sometimes like South Africa, like we're sitting on a time bomb. And
yeah, but also
unemployment, you know, people can't afford meals. It's just economically things are so sour for us. And things are just getting more and more difficult for the average South African. And then you've got a political leader who stands up with his rhetoric, right? He claims to be living off his wife or whatever the case may be. You know, he lives a very, very luxurious lifestyle, very different to the lifestyle of every South African, but it's very aspirational. And you've got somebody who people look up to because of his wealth and what he has. And he's spouting hate speech and saying that change requires violence. How can this be acceptable?
No, I mean, you are correct. I mean, let us look at the values of our constitution. Yeah? Dignity, human rights, respect, no violence, all those kind of things. So the challenge really is that, and also, I mean, you should bear in mind, the Constitutional Court itself has made a number of pronouncements against hate speech. You know, the case we took around Polani, and then the case we took against Masuku for, you know, making those anti-Semitic statements. So I don't think we should really blame the Constitutional Court per se. We should blame ourselves by not amending our constitution to be able to address these issues. You know, so I mean, there is no debate that, you know, words like those, that song does cause problems in many societies. I mean, while at the commission, for example, we took Julius Malema to task for saying he shall shoot and kill for Jacob Zuma. He said we cannot, in a country where we want to build peace and social harmony, go and keep on saying songs like this, regardless of the context. So it is irresponsible in a country which is now really, as you are saying, facing such difficult challenges of poverty, unemployment, inequalities, that people come and, you know, and espouse, you know, this kind of talk.
Yeah.
The same way as those people are saying that, you know, there's genocide in South Africa by African on Africans. That is not even correct. That is also promoting hatred in our communities.
Yeah, exactly. And intellectualism, you know, doesn't feed hungry bellies. And that is the concern. And that is something that our courts need to look at when they consider this, is that the average South African is coming from a different place where there is no room for debate when you're trying to feed your children.
Yeah.
Advocate, thank you very much.
But also more importantly,
yes.
Okay, I was going to say, okay, thank you.
No, finish what you wanted to say.
I was going to say, more important also, I mean, it's up to us as a society, what do we put up with and what don't we put up with? You know, the power is in our hands, not the likes of Julius and other people. We should be saying, this is our country, this is what we demand, and this is what we will tolerate, period. You know, the way, for example, the fight against gender-based violence has been developing over the time, you know?
Yeah.
So in the same manner, we should actually be holding the standard and not allowing anyone to go there. So the court will simply interpret what is before that, full stop.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for having this conversation with me. Really appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend. That's Advocate Thuliso Tipanyane, who's a chairperson of the Southern African Institute for Responsive and Accountable Governance and the former CEO of the South African Human Rights Commission.